guarding the last outpost of freedom, like a beacon of light to the world, and exercising our freedom of speech like we're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark. And brother, it's starting to rain.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, there are a number of those on both sides of the aisle who are calling for President Biden to resign. And the fact that...
On both sides. I've seen Republicans do it. We had some Democrats call for
Democrats secretly... they're not going on the record.
Ah, okay.
These are unnamed sources.
Unnamed sources.
They are calling for Biden to resign as well. And look, you have the mishandling, just to cap it all off. I mean, as if the past 8 months have not been disastrous enough. The mishandling of the United States withdrawal, the utter collapse of Afghanistan to the Taliban. Joe Biden is not up to the job as commander-in-chief. And, you know, there's a lot of folks, and you've got conspiracy theories and conspiracy theorists on, you know, that really discredit discussions about whether or not he should resign, or how close we may be to seeing a Biden resignation.
We certainly had that in the Trump administration, because the press was pushing this whole 25th Amendment thing that Donald Trump should resign, that Mike Pence any day now was just going to throw Donald Trump under the bus and he was going to become president. It was a fantasy that was concocted by the Democrats and by big media. And yet it was repeated often and over, and there was never any validity to any of it.
So Mike Lindell, MyPillow CEO, I think he loves this country.
No doubt.
But in an interview with Steve Bannon, take a listen. It just, I mean, it just gets your tinfoil hat on.
All right, here you go.
What I'm talking about, Steve, is what I have been doing since January 9th. All the evidence I have. Everything is going to go before the Supreme Court, and the election of 2020 is going bye-bye. It was an attack by other country, communism coming in. I don't know what they're going to do with it after they pull it down, but it's
But hang on a second.
Donald Trump will be back in office in August.
See, this is, he was going to be back in, it's still August.
Well, he was initially saying August 13th, and we're past that
Past that date. He says all of this evidence is going to go before the Supreme Court.
But the Supreme Court has shown...
Doesn't seem to be interested
at
all.
They have shown no inclination since the election in November. They have wanted no part of this. They have washed their hands of it every single time.
And I think, you know, again, I think he loves this country. But I think that kind of talk distracts from really what is most important right now. And that is whether or not this nation has a commander in chief. I mean, it's humiliating. It's humiliating, Stephen.
It is.
That the Taliban controls now one of the most expensive United States embassies that we have ever built in any country.
What about all the American military equipment that they've taken over?
Oh, absolutely. It's humiliating. It's humiliating to every American. It's humiliating to the image of this country.
Right.
As the last beacon for freedom.
Right. Just as it was humiliating for the Soviet Union to have lost in Afghanistan.
And how does the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, how does he still have a job? I mean, he can't even give you the total number of Americans that are still in Afghanistan.
How can he advise on national security when he doesn't know the facts about probably the largest security situation, second largest security situation facing the United States right now?
And President Biden said this mission to evacuate Americans,
yes,
which, by the way, are the, in terms of who is being evacuated, it's a ratio of like 3 to 1 non-Americans out of Afghanistan.
Right.
But if the mission to evacuate Americans and Afghanis who are friendly, who have assisted us in our mission there in Afghanistan. If that mission is not complete by the deadline that President Biden has set, which is August 31st, and there are American and Afghan allies who remain in Afghanistan, are the U.S. troops going to stay until everyone is out? I mean, seriously. I mean, this is why. Look, you've got inflation. I just don't even know where to start with respect to the failures of this administration. You've got inflation that is raging.
Southern border.
The southern border.
COVID's raging.
I mean,
you've got unemployment's coming down, but it's mostly due to red states, not blue states. You've got, there's just nothing that's even Joe Biden's biggest achievement so far was the compromise deal on the infrastructure bill in the Senate, right? That thing's dead in the House right now. Even his biggest success is a total failure.
So if he's not going to resign on his own, then how does that happen? Now, the 25th Amendment, of course, allows for the president to be stripped of his authority if the vice president and a majority of the cabinet members tell Congress that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. We've got a clip that goes into a little bit more detail.
It says the vice president would become acting president if he or she, along with a majority, at least half, of the president's own cabinet, informed Congress that the president is unable to, quote, discharge the powers and duties of office. But a president can challenge those claims, and at that point, the VP and cabinet majority would have 4 days to convince Congress that the president cannot carry out his or her duties. Then lawmakers could only remove the president with a two-thirds majority vote in both the House and Senate. If that sounds like a high bar, constitutional scholars say it is.
It absolutely is. So there's going to be a medical emergency, God forbid, where he is incapacitated and Kamala Harris becomes president. She then names her vice president nominee.
But see, that's if he would actually resign his position. If we invoke the 25th Amendment, she's only the acting president. She doesn't actually get to become president.
If the vice president becomes president, you know what happens to the empty vice presidential slot, though? She will become president, though. For much of American history, of course, we didn't have an answer for that.
Right.
But it was after President Kennedy was assassinated in 1963 that Congress passed the 25th Amendment to the Constitution. And according to that new amendment, if a vice presidential vacancy opens up, the president can nominate a replacement.
The president can. Can the acting president?
I think she becomes the president at that point. She becomes the president, just like Lyndon Johnson. That's how the 25th Amendment reads.
Well, that's what he just said, though, was on that explanation, was she becomes the acting president.
Well, no. But the rule was put into place in 1973 when Vice President Spiro Agnew resigned. Richard Nixon was president at the time. He nominated Gerald R. Ford.
Right. That's how Ford became president when Nixon resigned.
Right. Yeah. But when Nixon resigned the next year, Ford became president and nominated Nelson Rockefeller as vice president.
Right.
That's how that works.
Well, except that neither one of those was taken out by the 25th Amendment. They were taken out.
No, it was. That was
that. The succession came out of the 25th Amendment, but neither one of them had their cabinet say, these guys can't serve.
So the question is Biden going to step down? Or is he going to be removed from office? I think it's a very tall bar for Kamala, half of the members of his cabinet.
And you'd have to get two-thirds of the House and Senate, and the Democrats still have a majority in both those. I think it's too tall a bar for now.
If they attempted it, he would be able to, I think he'd be able to thwart it.
I think he would too. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. Well, the Texas legislature standoff is over. More than 50 Democrats fled the state of Texas last month to avoid having to vote on an elections integrity bill. That special session ended while most of those Democrats were in Washington, D.C. or on vacation in Portugal. So Governor Abbott declared a second special session, and Texas DPS troopers began showing up at the homes of Democrat legislators with arrest warrants this week. On Thursday, three Democrats who fled the state showed back up in Austin, giving the legislature enough members to have a quorum finally. Most of the Democrats who fled are still out, and they are angry with those three members who broke ranks. State Rep. Michelle Beckley tweeted, "This is how Texas Democrats lose elections."
You know, why don't they just resign? I mean, if they're not going to serve, if they're not going to represent their constituents.
Because for them, it's not about service. It's about power. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, a school board meeting was abandoned in Baton Rouge this week as hundreds of angry parents demanded an end to masks in the classrooms for their kids. The parents, most of whom were not wearing masks themselves, were insisting the school board defy the governor's mask mandate. The school board members left the room when parents started chanting no more masks. When they returned, the board voted 8-2 to end the meeting without voting on the mask mandate. Police then escorted the parents out of the building.
You know, again, here's another example of a political body who knew, they knew what was coming.
They did.
This was on the agenda.
Yep.
And they sent, or they were not prepared, or was this the plan all along? They left it as the last item on the agenda.
Yep.
And when things didn't go their way,
they just quit and went home. Third thing you need to know before tomorrow, three parents are suing Bentonville, Arkansas School District over their mask mandate. They argue the school district does not have the authority to issue that mandate since it was banned by the legislature earlier this year. However, another judge in Arkansas temporarily blocked that law in a separate case. Several Arkansas school districts, including Bentonville, issued their mask mandates after that ruling went into effect.
You know, there's so many folks out there on both sides of this issue.
Mm-hmm.
But at the bottom, at the end of the day, parents say, we will not co-parent with the government. If we want our kids to wear masks, it'll be our decision, not yours.
Coming up next, we're talking with the American Mamas. Stick around.
You're standing on American ground with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Did I show you what one of my besties gave me?
Is that a Stella Val?
It is a Stella Val, one of their modern charm bracelets.
Oh, I love those. I also love the story behind Stella Val, the two sisters who graduated West Point and wanted to start a fashion company.
What's cool about these bracelets is that you can stack your story.
Stack your story?
Right. You can get bracelets with the initials of your children or maybe your birthstones. You can get a paw print for your pets. And they're designed so that you can wear them all together, all at the same time, and stack your story.
Ah, I also love how Stella Val bracelets are all about connecting people. They've got mother-daughter bracelets, the best friend bracelets, women warrior bracelets. You give one and you keep one for yourself.
If you and Kevin are getting all gussied up and going out, you can wear your Stella Val. Or if you're hosting one of those big backyard barbecues, you can still wear your Stella Val.
Oh, you're right. They're great for dressing up or dressing down. I love that kind of jewelry.
Everybody needs one. Go to Amazon.com and search for Stella Val bracelets. That's STELLAVALLE.
Stella Val, modern charms for modern relationships.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land Is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
But I wonder what would happen if you say you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
Okay, let me just clarify something. When I said everyone needed to get tested, whether they were vaccinated or not, what I'm saying is in those school districts, in those communities where they say, well, if you're not vaccinated, you know, it's not mandatory that you get vaccinated, but if you're not vaccinated, you need to be tested every day or once a week or whatever the case may be.
Right.
If you're following the science, however, I mean, it is undeniable that those who are vaccinated can, in fact, still spread.
Yeah. It's why Fauci says that everybody should still be wearing masks, even though the masks haven't been shown to stop the spread of the virus. Fauci says you got to wear them because if even if you've been vaccinated, you could still get infected with the virus. The vaccination just teaches your body how to fight it off.
You're absolutely right. All right. You know, whenever somebody makes a mistake, I have a lot of respect for someone that says, you know what? I screwed up. I mean, just tell me you screwed up and let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's learn from it. I try to do the same. I really do.
But if you don't learn from your mistakes, you're going to repeat your mistakes.
If you...
Right?
Right. But, you know, if you don't admit what went wrong...
Then you'll never learn.
So here's Joe Biden talking to George Stephanopoulos.
So you don't think this could have been handled, this actually could have been handled better in any way? No mistakes?
No, I don't think it could have been handled in a way that... We're going to go back in hindsight and look, but the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing... I don't know how that happens. I don't know how that happened.
So for you, that was always priced into the decision?
Yes.
Oh, see, George Stephanopoulos really helped him out there.
See, I thought George Stephanopoulos was kind of incredulous with his questions. Like, there's nothing you could have done? You always had that banked into this? But did you notice that Biden says, not only did he say, I don't know how that happens, he also said, I don't know how that happened.
Well, I think that was probably a misstatement. But the,
I think it was the truth.
Well, I think
out.
Everything that he says in general tends to be a misstatement.
He has no idea what happened.
But how in the world can you say to the American people with all in the integrity that is commanded of that office? And I know a lot of folks say, oh, what kind of integrity is there after Trump? But how can you speak to the American people and say that there is nothing you could have done differently? There is hardly anything in this world that you cannot look at, even in hindsight, and say, if we had done this differently, things would have turned out much better.
Yeah, but maybe Biden's just that far gone. We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, have you seen the videos of nurses shaming people for not getting the vaccine? Can you even believe that?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama,
mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been known.
And joining us now are American mamas, Terry Netteville and Denise Arthur. I have seen some videos, and actually, you know what? It's not so much videos. It's more memes that I've seen of a nurse saying, you know, I have patients, and they say, hey, I'm really in trouble. Can you give me the vaccine now? And she's like, no, I just can make you comfortable while you die. And I thought, what awful, awful posts that people have put up there.
Oh, they're nurses all over TikTok.
And I mean, when they're getting off their shift, when they're going on their shift, and they're, but it's,
but they're not admonishing.
No, but there are some that are nasty. Yeah. But then there are others that come out and say, don't listen to that. We're, you know, we are going to take care of you and whoever. There was a nurse just today that posted a TikTok, and, you know, she said, I got people in the unit on vents that had a vaccination and some that didn't have a vaccination. And she said, I don't discriminate. She had a patient ask her, you know, how does that make you feel when these people come in here and they hadn't been vaccinated? Mm. I mean, she was like, what do you mean? It doesn't matter. Well, we treat drug addicts. We treat alcoholics. Mm-hmm. We treat diabetics. We treat everybody. Right. We treat everybody the same. But I am a little worried about the nurses that are spewing that on social media, because are they going, in fact, to treat patients the same? Like, what if I wind up there and I can't have, I'm exempt from taking a vaccination. Am I going to be treated different because I couldn't have a vaccination?
I just have to believe that these nurses, I just have to believe this. Otherwise, I don't know what I would think about the world. Or humanity. I have to believe that when you're in that situation, that no matter how these nurses feel about whether you are vaccinated or not, in that situation, I have to believe that they will care for you the same way, that they will see somebody in need and that something will kick in their heart and they will take care of you.
I mean, they take care of people that have murderers. You're not going to treat gunshot victims because they didn't have on a bulletproof vest. I mean, that's so wrong. And these other nurses have had enough of that because, you know, it's that whole thing. It's that one bad apple. That's not all healthcare workers.
And I think that's why the other nurses.
I understand they're frustrated. I understand.
But I see why now some of the nurses that are just, they want their voice to be heard because there's so many out there saying, you know, if it's not mask shaming, they're going to vaccination shame you to death. And so it's almost like there's been this emboldened rise in people, and all of these medical personnel are coming to TikTok or other forums of social media, and they're saying, hey, I'm not one of them. I want you to know that this is how I feel, and I'm going to treat everybody. And I don't, you know, it is your choice. They want people to know that they believe in the freedom of choice. They believe in the American way. We're getting shamed, and it's so funny because my sister sent me a Facebook page or a Facebook post with one of her friends, and it's a liberal friend, and she was shaming everybody. She said, "I went to the ER. My husband's blood pressure is high. He's diabetic. He's way overweight. He went to the ER."
And he's a prime candidate, isn't he?
And so she said, she was on there shaming the non-vaccinated. She said, all the rooms are full of, all of them are non-vaccinated.
Then go home and work on your husband's weight and his health and better nutrition. That might be a good place to start instead of shaming everybody around you.
Well, absolutely.
I know that sounds rude.
No.
But I'm done with that.
Yeah. Well, and the other part of it is, what makes her feel like she can do that? You want me to tell you what it is? They know they're not going to get backlash. They know they're not going to get, she's not going to get heat. They feel self-righteous. They are empowered by this. The liberals have done this. The media has done this. If you preach and spew the words that the media lets out there, you could stay on social media. You're not going to have the trolls coming at you. If you're conservative and you come in and you try to say, look, I don't want to wear a mask. The science does not back masks, so I don't want to wear the mask or vaccination like you. I have an underlying issue. I cannot have that vaccination.
But it's follow our science, Terry. Follow our science, because every other doctor or every other scientist has said anything different has been taken down.
Yes.
Whatever social media they're on, whatever outlet they can find, they have been taken down. And so how do you get to hear anybody else?
That was my point. We don't get to be heard. Mm-mm. There's actually, I truly believe this in my heart. I could be wrong, but I feel in my heart the majority is us. The majority of Americans are wanting freedom of choice. We believe in the Constitution. We don't get to have our voice because it's been taken away from us by big tech. So these people feel emboldened to speak their mind and spew this venom towards us only because the big tech allows them to.
Yeah, because you can't talk back. But it is, you know what really, really just boils my blood is that if you go and you read all these and you read the comments, Oh my God, if I see one more comment that says, like somebody will say something about, well, that's not what the science says. Who told you that? Mm. Trump. All I hear is Trump. Okay, do your math. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. Do your research. Because the majority of the people that have not been vaccinated are not Trump supporters.
Exactly.
And I am tired of hearing that garbage. So I'm just saying, get off my Trump back. I've had enough.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com,
and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netteville, Denise Arthur, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
Choosy moms choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightspotsBigCountry.com.
Did I show you what one of my besties gave me?
Is that a Stella Val?
It is a Stella Val, one of their modern charm bracelets.
I love those. I also love the story behind Stella Val, the two sisters who graduated West Point and wanted to start a fashion company.
What's cool about these bracelets is that you can stack your story.
Stack your story?
Right. You can get bracelets with the initials of your children or maybe your birthstones. You can get a paw print for your pets, and they're designed so that you can wear them all together all at the same time and stack your story.
Ah, I also love how Stella Val bracelets are all about connecting people. They've got mother-daughter bracelets, the best friend bracelets, women warrior bracelets. You give one and keep one for yourself.
If you and Kevin are getting all gussied up and going out, you can wear your Stella Val. Or if you're hosting one of those big backyard barbecues, you can still wear your Stella Val.
Oh, you're right. They're great for dressing up or dressing down. I love that kind of jewelry.
Everybody needs one. Go to Amazon.com and search for Stella Val bracelets. That's STELLAVALLE.
Stella Val, modern charms for modern relationships.
Do you believe in love? Do you believe in share?
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
All right, so we were talking earlier how 10%, nearly 10% of Democrats regret voting for Joe Biden. 15% of black Americans regret their vote.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's also his support among independents and moderates that Biden is also suffering, because mm-hmm. that decreased 13 percentage points. The percentage of voters who think America is on the right track has plummeted from 55% in March to just 31% today. So 31%
mm-hmm.
of Americans think the country is going in the wrong direction. That means two-thirds of this country, more than two-thirds of this country, believe that America is going in the wrong direction. And yet what we're told is this is the candidate who received more votes than any other presidential candidate in American history. Baloney. Baloney, baloney.
The thing is, I don't understand how 31% of the country still thinks we're heading in the right direction.
Well, those
even
are
if
folks,
you're on the left,
no, yeah.
Even if you're on the left, what part of this do you think is headed the right way?
Wait a minute, but you're assuming that they believe in the American dream, that they believe that this country is an exceptional nation.
I guess
I'm sure there's at least,
if you have 31% of the country that's socialist and thinks that we should become more of a socialist
then this
country,
we're right on track.
The chaos
we're
is
right on track for them. But you know what? You know what? The other part of this is 36% of Americans believe that Biden is responsible for this current crisis.
Only 36%?
Well, 29% says it's neither Trump nor Biden's fault. But again, the survey says that twice as many are blaming Biden mm-hmm. than Trump. Even though Biden tried to throw this off.
He tried to throw it all on Trump, but he said the buck stops here. Well, either it's Trump's fault or you're the president. You pick one. Pick one. You can't have them both. Time to dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down. Working in a coal mine.
Louis, do Do you remember when Joe Biden went on the air and he said, "Hey man, America's back." Do you remember he said that?
I did. Yeah.
A clear message to the world. America is back.
Remember he said that?
Yeah, I'm wondering, where did we go? I mean, especially when you look at nearly two-thirds of the country saying we're going in the wrong direction.
Wrong direction. Let me read you the first sentence of an article in the Daily Telegraph that's out of London. That's the capital, by the way, of our most important and strongest ally in the world.
Okay.
Here's the first paragraph. Joe Biden's handling of the Afghan withdrawal was condemned as, quote, catastrophic and shameful yesterday as Parliament delivered an unprecedented rebuke to a U.S. president. Parliament. Unprecedented. Was the word they used.
Had not heard that at all, and I'm sure the same is for many of our listeners.
See, this is why you listen to American Ground Radio.
I mean, that is absolutely shameful.
Biden was personally criticized for his handling of this by both the left and the right in Parliament, including Prime Minister Boris Johnson and former Prime Minister Theresa May.
You know, this flies right into the face of the narrative that so many... I mean, that was one of the arguments that so many put forth with respect
to the argument Joe Biden made
for not electing, re-electing President Trump, is that America had lost the respect of the world community. Obama said the same thing about George W. Bush.
He did. But when you listen to Parliament, it's clear Parliament in modern times has never been more disappointed in the president of the United States than they are today.
Well, I think that Parliament gets a lot wrong.
Sure.
Okay. So the opportunity to point out where the president of the United States of America.
Okay. But
I think was a little too much for them to resist.
Yeah. But listen to this. This is one of the members of Parliament who spoke out. His name's Tom Tugendhat. He served two tours of duty in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Remember, the only reason Britain was in either one of those locations is because we asked them to be. We've got to remember that. Listen to this member of Parliament, Tugendhat.
And so it is with great sadness that I now criticise one of them. Because I was never prouder than when I was decorated by the 82nd Airborne after the capture of Musakala. It was a huge privilege. A huge privilege to be recognised by such an extraordinary unit in combat. To see their commander-in-chief call into question the courage of men I fought with, to claim that they ran, it's shameful.
And he's absolutely
right.
I mean, because they're saying things about these Afghanis who have risked their lives
for us,
and many of them have lost their lives
and their families' lives
for their country, and we've done nothing but abandon them. Not only Biden is telling this narrative, Pelosi in that interview from off the top, she was telling the same narrative.
Tugendhat is the head of the Foreign Relations Committee in Parliament. He was honored by the U.S. forces in Afghanistan for his service in battle. He stood up to criticize the head of Britain's most important ally, and he was right to do so. And here is where the real problem comes in for America. As we said earlier this week, the debacle in Afghanistan, in Kabul, will have far-reaching effects. Our enemies are already plotting their next move as they sense our weakness. We've already talked about
this. Sure.
Well, guess what? Our allies are too. Listen to Minister of Parliament Tugendhat.
We can set out a vision, clearly articulated, for reinvigorating our European NATO partners, to make sure that we are not dependent on a single ally, on the decision of a single leader, but that we can work together with Japan and Australia, with France and Germany, with partners large and small, and make sure that we hold the line together.
He's saying Britain needs to no longer be dependent upon America, that they need to make stronger alliances with Germany, with France, with Japan, and with Australia, and that they need to stop being so close to the United States of America because one jackhat like Joe Biden made their 20-year struggle completely moot.
Well, and let's not forget the millions of Americans, our fellow Americans, who elected him. I mean, even though...
But they elected him saying he's going to bring America back. He's going to restore our allies.
Normality.
Joe Biden said, I was over there and I was in Europe. I was talking to him. They said, hey, Joe, is America back? I said, yeah. I was talking to my dad the other day. And I said, Dad, America's back. And the Angela Merkel of you know, the thing, she said, no, no. They know America isn't back. They know America turned its back on them.
That's absolutely right. No,
Boris
you're
Johnson
right.
started trying to call the prime minister of our closest ally tried calling Joe Biden early Monday. Now, remember, Kabul fell on Sunday. Joe Biden didn't call Boris Johnson on Sunday, even though our troops are standing side by side with troops from Great Britain. So Johnson started trying to call Biden on Monday. He didn't get to talk to him until Tuesday night. You put off our most important allies whose sons and daughters died in battle for our cause. You put them off for more than 36 hours. How the hell is that America's back? Because of Biden's failure in Afghanistan, we are losing respect, not just amongst our enemies, but amongst our allies as well. And that's just in his first 7 months as president. Hey, Joe, doing a heck of a job, buddy.
It's not Joe, though. I mean, no red-blooded American can be making these type of decisions if they love this country. I'm just saying, there's something more here than just Joe Biden.
It's the whole Democrat Party. And that's why England doesn't want to be our closest ally anymore.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
The Conservative Kid Growth Kit, a fun, patriotic adventure for children ages 5 and up. Journey back to America with the entire family with the Growth Kit Travel Suitcase, including presidential tumbler, a Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear, and exclusive Founding Fathers flashcards that introduce the words of the Founding Fathers. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit is the perfect gift. Fun, educational, and endless activities. Preserve our freedoms for the next generation. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit at conservativekid.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Did I show you what one of my besties gave me?
Is that a Stella Val?
It is a Stella Val, one of their modern charm bracelets.
I love those. I also love the story behind Stella Val, the two sisters who graduated West Point and wanted to start a fashion company.
What's cool about these bracelets is that you can stack your story.
Stack your story?
Right. You can get bracelets with the initials of your children or maybe your birthstones. You can get a paw print. print for your pets, and they're designed so that you can wear them all together all at the same time and stack your story.
Ah, I also love how Stella Val bracelets are all about connecting people. They've got mother-daughter bracelets, the best friend bracelets, women warrior bracelets. You give one and keep one for yourself.
If you and Kevin are getting all gussied up and going out, you can wear your Stella Val. Or if you're hosting one of those big backyard barbecues, you can still wear your Stella Val.
Oh, you're right. They're great for dressing up or dressing down. I love that kind of jewelry.
Everybody needs one. Go to Amazon.com and search for Stella Val bracelets. That's STELLAVALLE.
Stella Val, modern charms for modern relationships.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
Now, you know, the Republican Party has officially been generally silent about the irregularities of the 2020 election. Well, apparently...
At least since January 6th, yeah.
Well, apparently that all stopped now.
Really?
They released a report confirming election cheating by Democrats in the 2020 election.
Wow. I haven't seen this report.
Well, it just came out today. And basically, they're admitting now, the RNC is admitting that the 2020 election was full of cheating. And, you know,
wow.
I think for a lot of Republicans, and certainly for a lot of folks that would consider themselves independents,
mm-hmm.
I think they have been very disappointed in the Republican Party because they did not come out, the Republican Party, that is, did not come out more strongly in defense of President Trump,
yeah,
and in defense of some of the claims that were being made about cheating
the election
in the 2020 election.
Yeah, that is a real interesting report. You know what? I'm going to go through that, and we might make that our digging deep tomorrow. But that is a really big deal. If the RNC is saying they, as a party, have found evidence of widespread cheating, because it goes against the narrative of everything that everyone else is saying and has been saying since November.
Well, and months back, they said they regretted the claims of fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're releasing a report, mm-hmm. basically documenting the fraud all across the country.
That is really interesting. It is time for a bright spot. Okay, so if you are tired of Joe Biden's failures and you wish Donald Trump was president again, there is some good news. You ready? Donald Trump will run for president in 2024.
I knew this.
You knew this?
My listeners already know this.
You sure?
Well, sure.
How'd you know this?
Well, because he said,
mm-hmm.
without saying it, in more than one interview,
mm-hmm.
that he was running for re-election.
All right. Speaking, it's funny how you mentioned that. He did an interview with Sean Hannity last night on Fox. Sean asked him if Trump was going to run for president. Here's how Trump answered that.
So because the campaign finance laws are extremely complicated and unbelievably stupid, I'm actually not allowed to answer that question. Can you believe it? I'd love to answer it. But let me put it this way. I think you'll be happy, and I think a lot of our friends will be very happy. But I'm not actually allowed to answer it. It makes it very difficult if I do. So, people, you're going to be happy because I love this country, and I hate to see what's happening.
Okay. So, you kept saying you're going to be happy. People are going to be happy, right?
Well, that's more than an implication, though. I mean, he knows the inference that uh-huh. folks are going to draw from that, and for him to do anything other than run for president would be dishonest, in my opinion.
Well, what's interesting is I remember an interview that Trump did with Bill O'Reilly back in the spring of 2015, back before people really thought he was going to run for president. And O'Reilly asked him, hey, are you running? And at the time, Trump said, well, you know, people are going to be really happy with my decision. That's
okay.
What he said in the spring of 2015. Now, he didn't announce he was running for president until June 16th, 2015. But in May, he was saying, I think people are going to be happy. Tell you what, here's another one. In May of 2015, Donald Trump visited New Hampshire. He was interviewed by WMUR-TV. Again, he hasn't announced he's running for president yet. He says, the only negative I ever get is that people say I'm not going to run, he said. I don't need to do this. I can do other things. but I'm very close to making a decision. It will probably be in June or July, and I think a lot of people are going to be very happy.
So you're saying that when he says you're going to be very happy,
mm-hmm.
it's an affirmative to the question.
It's an affirmative to the question. That's his pattern of behavior. Before the election in 2016, in 2015, before he announced he was running for president, every single time he was asked, are you running for president? His answer was, I think people are going to be happy. Here's from the Daily Mail. This is on June 14th, 2015, 2 days before he announces. Daily Mail says, quote, Trump will reportedly announce his run for president on Tuesday, June 16th. He has teased the event, saying it's going to be very dramatic and going to make a lot of people very happy.
Okay, so happy is the operative word.
That's the operative word. So when he told Sean Hannity last night, you're going to be happy, people are going to be happy. This wasn't him just popping off and trying to avoid the red tape of the FEC. This was him basically repeating his exact phrase from before he announced his campaign in 2015.
All right, so who is his running mate?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. It's not going to be...
Abbott?
Abbott might be. It's not going to be DeSantis. Now, DeSantis, a lot of people say, hey, it should be Trump and DeSantis. There's one reason why it can't be. Donald Trump is a resident in the state of Florida.
Right, right, right.
So the president, this is why Cheney changed his residency to Wyoming back in 2000, was because Cheney was living in Houston at the time. George W. was from Houston, so Cheney changed his address. Well, Donald Trump's not changing his address back to New York. And Ron DeSantis...
Or New Jersey.
He's not doing that. And DeSantis is not changing his address from the state he's governor of just so he can run for vice president. So maybe Abbott? I really think Trump needs to win the Midwest. He's going to need somebody from Pennsylvania. He's going to need somebody that can win over voters in Michigan. That the Great Lakes area is still how he wins presidents.
But if we don't restore integrity to our election process,
then all this is moot. Coming up next, got a moment of wall. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
You know, one of the things I love about summer is grilling outdoors, but I have to admit, I'm not that great of a cook.
Girl, I've got you. Five Star Seasonings has a new line of RubWise barbecue rubs that are so easy to use, and they are so delicious.
RubWise barbecue rubs?
Yep, there's the RubWise brisket barbecue rub, the RubWise pork barbecue rub, RubWise chicken barbecue rub, RubWise spicy barbecue rub, and my favorite is the RubWise hickory barbecue rub.
Okay, I just found them all on Amazon.com. I love how they don't come in plastic bottles, but in these special one-time white craft bags.
Girl, that's how you do it. All you got to do is go to Amazon.com and just search for RubWise BBQ rubs, and all five of their championship caliber season blends will pop up.
Now, oh, look right here. It says they're made in Houston by a veteran-owned small business. You know how much I love to support our veterans.
Not a better cause in the world. Terry, you just need to go on and add those to your shopping cart right now. RubWise BBQ rubs will make your summer grilling easy and delicious.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land Is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, with so many people moving from blue states to red states, and Texas in particular.
Yes.
I think, what's the line, don't California my Texas?
Don't California my Texas. Very popular bumper sticker in the Lone Star State right now.
Well, now Matthew McConaughey, you know, the actor.
He's from Texas, from Longview.
Well, actually, he says he's waiting for the secret to get out about Austin. Apparently, he's living there in Austin. And he says, look, we don't have any landmarks like Niagara Falls or Disney or the Eiffel Tower. He says people are coming here for the vibe.
Yeah. And Austin is a unique town, but it's beautiful. The hill country out there is gorgeous.
But see, he says we've got to be careful because we want to preserve the DNA of Austin, the vibe. So here's his line.
Yeah.
You know, some folks say, don't California my Texas.
Yeah.
He says, don't turn here into why you left there.
I love that. It's a perfect point. It's a great idea. Don't vote the way you used to vote when you ruined your blue state, when you moved to the red state. And if you start feeling like you're going to do that,
then you're going to say, whoa.
When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
A couple of weeks ago, a single mom posted on Reddit a picture of a homemade stuffed animal. She wrote, my son wanted a stuffed manta ray for his fifth birthday, but I didn't have the money to buy one, so instead I converted his old baby blanket into one hand-sewn. It really was cute. It was dark blue, buttons for eyes, a little worn since it came from an old blanket, but it was thoroughly adorable. And she got thousands of supportive comments from strangers about it, but soon she was also getting requests from strangers. They wanted her address.
Oh, wow.
Because they wanted to send her son stuffed sea creatures for his birthday.
Oh, wow.
And soon, that's exactly what they did. A few days later, the mom was again posting a picture to Reddit. This time, it was a picture of her son playing with a pile of brand new stuffed animals, squids, sharks, and dozens of manta rays. She captioned the photo, look what y'all did for my baby. You are all amazing. Thank you for making a mom who is exhausted and defeated feel loved.
You know, God is good all the time.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.